Baseball. It's still called the national pastime in the United States, and it's growing in many other countries. However, it is still rare in some parts of the globe, such as Uganda. That's where a Newburyport native has gone to learn how to coach the game. WBUR's Karen Given reports on his experience so far.
Before he went there 2 years ago, Evan Petty knew little about Uganda. To learn a little more, he watched a documentary on Netflix called Opposite Fields.
We want to win, we want to go somewhere, we want to push our nation or our image somewhere. Okay, maybe it's you who's going to change the life of some other baseball players in Uganda.
It's an inspirational film, so it made me feel good about what I was getting into.
The movie follows 2010 and 2011 Ugandan Little League teams in their quest to make it to the Little League World Series. Petty's goal wasn't to change lives like the coach talked about in the film. He just wanted to get some experience coaching baseball, even if he had to travel halfway around the world.
Kids haven't seen much baseball. I learned a lot of what I knew about baseball from watching the Red Sox. If you don't watch the game, you don't learn nearly as much about it.
But the Ugandan players had raw talent and a hard-hitting pitcher named Francis Alemo. At the qualifying tournament in Poland, Uganda outscored their opponents 67-2, the hardest part of becoming just the second African team to travel to the Little League World Series, Petty says, was securing visas for travel. Once the team arrived in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, they had one simple goal.
Shock the world. I mean, they had heard about that the games were going to be on TV and that there were going to be thousands of people in the stands. And, like, they wanted to show up and, like, play well in front of those people. They're fearless. That team wasn't afraid of anything. They just wanted to go and play.
The team got their chance in the very first game of the tournament against the Dominican Republic, the country that produced players like David Ortiz, Pedro Martinez, and Sammy Sosa, just to name a few. No African team had ever won a game that mattered at the Little League World Series, and the odds were stacked against Uganda this time, too. Here's the call from ESPN.
Francis Alemo started the game on the mound, finishes it in center field. Ball game over, and what a win for the kids from Uganda.
And listen to the crowd. I think this crowd and this stadium is going to love this team, and they're going to watch them for a while.
Uganda lost their next two games against Venezuela and Chinese Taipei, but they charmed fans at the 2015 Little League World Series with their talent and good sportsmanship. After the players returned home, tournament organizers decided that the team would not be allowed to return. That's because schools that specialize in sports aren't allowed in the Little League World Series. Rules are rules, Petty says, but they don't always make sense in a place like Uganda, where the sport is just developing.
You can only play against the same 150 kids in school so often. It's frustrating for them, and it's also sad. It's sad for all of us who are involved in developing baseball there, because that's how you fall in love with the game. That's how you fall in love with the game of baseball.
For now, Petty says coaches are focusing on developing players for the Ugandan national team with hopes of qualifying for the 2020 World Baseball Classic and the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Given.